Hello, everybody. Welcome back to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. We are joined today by our good friend and comic, Mr. Joe Lycett.
Hello, everyone. Joe. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Are you comfy, Joe Lycett?
I'm very comfortable. It's a very nice setup you have here. Have you ever explained to the listeners the sort of setup you have?
Or... Very homely, isn't it? We're just around James's kitchen table at the minute.
Homely. Everyone's just had some chicken.
Mm. You've got a little pot of hummus next to you.
I've got some hummus. Everything I need. I've got Rocky's business card, which you've given to me, which has...
What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, it's arousing, isn't it? There's at least one naked nip, maybe the sort of slight edge of another one as well.
A hint of vag?
Hint of vag.
Hang on, it's
pressed into it. Oh, no, it's somebody's bank card. Did you have it in your wallet?
I
now know what the number is to your... your bank.
Got all the important security digits.
Yeah. So I've been listening to your podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thoughts? I'm so sorry.
Well, so I have written a book, as you guys have, or in the process of doing, and writing a book has given me a lot of sympathy for people that write books, because it's long, isn't it? It takes ages to write a book.
Bloody hard.
Mm. And I would argue that I feel like Rocky's being bullied.
Oh, now the B word's a strong word.
In what way?
Because I think, you know, it's really admirable that he spent so much time working on that novel.
Okay, well, for a start, he didn't spend any time writing it.
No.
I think about 18 minutes a novel.
And also, I will say, when I listened to the first one, I was eating a Pret salad, one of the chicken chef specials.
Oh, yes.
And I always love that salad, and it's the first time I've not been able to finish it because I thought I might vomit.
So you're harbouring ill will towards us because of that Pret salad?
Well, no, towards your dad and the novel. but yes, I think he's done great work, actually.
It is admirable that he's applied himself, because many people have not written a book.
I'd wager that not everyone should write a book, Joe. Mm. I think my dad may be in that camp.
Oh, it's too late for that now, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
He's gone down that rabbit hole.
I thought that accusation was thrown at you. I thought it was like, some people shouldn't write a book, Joe.
Thank you for coming on. Goodbye. But also, maybe it's a very clever way of making you think about sex from a perspective that you wouldn't have otherwise thought of. Because I'm a clumsy lover at the best of times. And I actually
You're all fingers and thumbs.
And that's not how to kiss, is it? Clearly fingers and thumbs have got that all wrong, clawing someone's mouth out. But there's penetrating a vulva at one point. I was like, well, fine, go for it.
Go for your life.
Fine. If you can do it, then, you know, why not?
And, of course, your nickname is The Duchess.
Yes, which came from when I was in Melbourne. I was doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I was given that nickname by a few of the comedians there. And it just sort of stuck, and I love it.
Are you an heir to the throne, like the Duchess herself?
No. Oh. Well, I might be. Sometimes people discover that they are last minute, don't they?
Have you done that show where they find out what's it called?
Who do you think you are?
Who the hell do you think you are? No, I've not done that show because my profile is considerably lower than is required for that.
Did they tell you that program? When you kept emailing? Yeah.
I'd like to know who my father is. you live with him.
Have you ever worn a... I'm just still intrigued why you're called the Duchess. Have you ever worn a Panama hat?
No, I think it's just because I'm a bit camp and I talk a bit regal. I think that's literally...
Talk a bit regal, mate.
Well, no, I suppose I don't... I speak slightly... what's the word?
You're haughty, aren't you?
A bit haughty. I'm better than you all. And I think that's where it comes from.
We kissed your hand as you arrived. So yes, I can see where that comes from now.
And I washed it immediately.
My main concern, though, is that the Duchess in the book, her favourite accessory is a large black dildo that she keeps in a zinc line case.
Yeah, that's about right. I've got an office in Birmingham and I've been annoying the neighbours recently because I've got a dildo that I bought for a joke and that's my story and I won't air from it. But it's got a suction pad on the bottom, as dildos often have these days, so that you can attach it to a surface and then sit on it. In my office I've got a lot of glass and I've devised a game which is to see if you can throw the dildo and it affixes... And you have to sort of grab it from the tip, from the bell end, and then throw it in a sort of swooping motion so that it spins and lands on the suction bit.
And it's like urban welly wanging. Do you know that one where at like country fates you just throw a Wellington boot, but this is a little bit more risque?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a sauce version of that. Imagine. Oh yeah, it's taken me ages. Yeah. But I've had a couple of sort of friends in the office for various reasons recently, and we've been playing Throw the Dildo. And actually at one point nearly went out of an open window into the courtyard, which could have been really
where old Frank was taking his morning stroll around the square.
Constitutional.
So I've been annoying the neighbours because it bangs quite heavily. It's not a light dildo. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to shell out for a dildo that isn't at least 3 stone. I mean, if you went round somebody's house or apartment or flat to have sex with them and they threw a dildo against a window and it stuck immediately.
Wouldn't it smash? It's 3 stone.
I think that'd get me going. I'd be like, yeah, smashing. I'm ready.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Well, you are such a fan of Belinda Blink, the book, that you have been doing a bit of research for us.
Well, I've always been a big fan of Amazon reviews for products.
Yeah.
That's how you picked your dildo.
That's how you... Yeah, I mean, I never will never purchase a dildo without going thoroughly through the reviews.
Marion in Leeds was very happy with it.
She was. Affixed itself beautifully to the patio window. Had myself a smashing Tuesday morning. So, because one of my first stand-up routines was reading through Amazon reviews of the complete works of Shakespeare.
Brilliant.
Which, I mean, I recommend anyone does it on a sort of spare half hour, because people just don't know what they're buying.
Jesus. If they're unhappy with Shakespeare, I dread to think what they're saying about Mr. Flintstone.
Are they kind?
Mixed.
Okay.
Do you want to hear one of them?
Yes, please.
When you say it's a mixed meze, should we prepare ourselves for some quite harsh words?
Well, we didn't write the
book. How harsh do you consider the word tosh? And then we can work back from there.
Okay, I think we might be all right.
Well, shall I read that one? That's the one star. Let's start with the criticisms and then build up. So the one star review is, "What a load of tosh!" Exclamation mark. Just in case you didn't understand the seriousness with which this person was writing.
So long since I've heard the word tosh.
I know.
Wasn't expecting much, but got even less. One star.
Is that the whole review?
That's the whole review, just 2 lines.
Can we review that review? It's not thorough enough, quite frankly, and I don't accept it.
Somebody's been disappointed, and that happens sometimes in life. You can't please everybody, can you?
Oh, we felt like that most chapters. You know, we weren't expecting much, but we got even less.
Yeah, to be fair, I am with that reviewer.
I think we wrote that one, so let's move on.
Yeah, it's from an A. Levine. So the 3-star is long.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
And it has a tagline, which is funny in a tragic way.
Oh.
Where do you begin with this very sub-Mills and Boone self-published, and then in quote marks, erotic pamphlet, question mark?
Pamphlet? Do you get erotic pamphlets in doctors' surgeries? Is that where you'd get an erotic pamphlet?
Like an STI leaflet.
Yeah, is that an erotic pamphlet?
It is to me. That's where I get my material.
Yes, very sub-Mills and Boone. I don't really know what that means.
Well, Mills and Boone is pretty lowbrow, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I thought that was quite highbrow, is it not?
It's the pits.
I don't know whether you can say very sub.
I do think
it... Oh, that's your issue.
That's grammatically.
How have you got through Belinda Blinked if you're concerned with that grammatical foible?
But the thing is, if you're reviewing a book, you better make sure that your grammar's on point.
Yeah. I hate that when people have bad language in a critical message. It's like, no, not having it.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yes.
Spell check yourself.
I oft check myself before I wreck myself. In the next sentence, there is a semicolon.
Yay!
Oh, a favourite of Rocky's.
A tribute.
Not to be taken seriously, I guess. Semicolon. It's more an insight into the weird workings of a seriously bizarre English middle-class mind.
Well, for a start, he's from Northern Ireland, so that's wrong.
I love inner workings. Like, that somehow makes it seem more disturbed than it is. Like, the inner workings of someone's mind. It's like, well, it's not. He's written it all down, so it's very much out in the open.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rocky, you're getting a right going over here.
I'm given to understand this book was written by a 60-year-old, again, quote marks, normal married man with grown-up children. Bless him.
Oh.
Do you know what that is? That's the classic patronising.
Yeah, you can take that tone away.
It's like a tiny bit of faux tenderness in there, isn't it?
I should also mention, we're not even halfway through this.
Oh my
review.
God, you're joking.
It's like, this person is absolutely livid.
I feel like he's a little bit jealous of Rocky.
Yeah, you
I
might
think
be,
he yeah. wants to be Rocky a little yeah, bit.
I think he might right. be a 60-year-old middle-class Englishman.
He's got issues.
Oh, my word, yeah. Could be my dad.
Your dad?
Mr. Lycett.
David Lycett. Shout out.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll love it in this context.
Yeah. yeah. Well, it feels a personal and
a jealous a wannabe podcast. Porn writer.
Has your dad ever done anything in this...
Not that I would know about, but I'm sure there are bodies buried somewhere. And that's one thing I wanted to ask you, actually, because you seem very chilled out about this.
Well, it's been a year.
But I don't think I'd ever get over it.
Really? Well, I feel like doing the podcast and reading out loud helps, because obviously if it's your own little secret that you don't tell anyone about, I think that that's worse to suppress it. You've got to kind of own it and then put it out in the world and share your pain.
It's a very healthy attitude to have.
I think it is, yeah. I mean, it's
I
still...
mean, in the circumstances, yeah, it's healthy. But...
in the wider world.
I mean, it's like if you all you've got as ingredients is just butter and bacon. It's like, well, I'll just have some butter on a spoon. Or in the circumstances, it's fine.
When God gives you butter, have butter on a spoon.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? Eat the spoon, I suppose. Let me continue with this review. I mean, it's probably some of the worst writing you'll ever read, but definitely so bad it's good. Not a great sentence. We laugh at the author, and apparently that's okay. The author's definitely a few beans shy of a full can, which is my favourite sentence I've ever heard, I think. Because it's such a sort of niche simile, isn't it?
A few beans short of a full can?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. Is it a simile or a metaphor?
Metaphor.
That? It's a metaphor, that one, isn't it?
Mm. Baked bean fan there. Loves his Heinz, clearly.
Loves his Cross and Blackwell.
Few beans. Would you agree with that review of your father?
No, I wouldn't, actually. I mean, he isn't normal, but who is normal? I mean, I think Alice is looking at me like, Jamie, your dad's demented. What are you trying to say?
No, Jamie's like over-rationalised it over time.
Yeah.
He's mad as a box of frogs, but I think he'd say that himself.
Yeah, but he is and he isn't, though.
What is he a few short of what?
He's a few chapters short of a book, in my opinion.
Yeah,
there you go.
He could maybe do with a bit of therapy.
Oh,
that's quite a claim.
As well as lessons in grammar and anatomy.
Well, I think we'd all agree there.
Yeah.
He's going to have every night of the week booked up if he's one night at a therapist, one night at a grammar class, and one night at an anatomy class.
Collecting beans. would be more useful than ridicule and literary encouragement. Unless it's all just a massively clever parody / hoax, in which case, carry on. 3 stars.
So this is something people think. People think we have made up Rocky Flintstone and we're writing Rocky Flintstone. How could you make this up?
I wish we had the comedy chops to do that.
It'd be a waste of your creative energies.
We've got better things to do.
Now, a nice short one here. Not bad. I came a few times. 5 stars.
That was you.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. A few times. Not going to be specific on how many times they came.
Yeah. I think Dad'll take that one.
Oh, if anyone's using this to get their rocks off, they're a few beans short of a can.
Yeah.
This is another 5-star review.
Stop it.
I know, it's great, isn't it? It's doing very well all of a sudden. Politically, grammatically, temporally. What does temporally
like
mean?
In terms time. Of his time managed, like kind of the way he displays time, because I don't know if you noticed, but he gets very confused about when the last chapter ended, what time it is now.
Oh, yes, yeah. And biologically incorrect in every way. Belinda Blinked is an action-packed mud orgy of a read. It's all played out in the high-pressure, glitzy, glamorous cut-and-thrust, with the emphasis on thrust, world of the pots and pans business. Apart from Chapter 3, it's a fast-paced adventure that's oozing with luxurious locations, e.g. the Leather Room, the Heathrow Pentra Hotel, a medium-sized maze in the middle of nowhere, a horse box, a chalet, and now legendary horse and jockey.
Wonderful.
It's like a
I can't
Bond
fault that.
Movie, isn't it?
That was better written than anything
Rocky's even
any Shakespeare I've ever read.
Yeah, and very well read.
Could have brought a tear to my cock. It's a world where the seemingly insatiable, inexhaustible, and perpetually naked, or just about to be, Belinda indulges in a hedonistic whirlwind of gin-fueled sex and cervical trauma. I am not sure I like the term cervical trauma.
No, neither do I. Ooh. Well, if someone grabs it, it is a trauma.
True. It's technically true.
The highlight of the book for me was the high-stakes tombola, Rocky's first winner. 5 stars.
Oh, that, I'm really pleased with that.
That's nice, isn't it? Because it's not just saying it ironically, because it does mention all of the flaws.
And it shows that they've actually read the book.
Yeah.
Which is good.
They've got to the end by the sounds of it.
I'll print that out for Rocky. He'll love that.
Oh, frame that. Yeah. Definitely.
Right. Have we got one more?
Yes. Now I'm CEO. Thank you, Belinda. 5 stars.
Have you ever done anything Belinda style to get a job?
I've never had a job. Don't be ridiculous.
Touché.
Have I? No, I don't think sort of any sort of sexual encounter with me will convince anybody to do anything. But
Joe, you're going back to runner. And you're MD.
Throw that guy's CV into a furnace, will you?
Yes, just spent 3 nights with him.
I think I learned early on that was not something that would increase my chances of making it in the beers.
But would you give someone a job based on...
Absolutely. And the smallest of sexual favours. I'll pay a kindly word. Just a kind glance.
And why you've got 72 assistants?
Yeah, it might be.
You're one of the largest intern schemes in the world.
Well, does that happen as much as people suggest?
I think it's quite an 80s thing, isn't it? The old shaggy way to the top.
It always feels like quite a showbiz thing, like in the entertainment industry.
The casting couch.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, on the actual day when you're kind of in the meeting with the other partners of the business, sort of going through the CVs and go, oh, what was it about her that I really... I fucked her. So I think she should... I don't think that's happening, is it, in meetings? Final review now. 5 stars for this one as well. A modern classic.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
I'd have to disagree.
Oh, fuck off.
Jane Austen, Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks, all great women, but not a patch on Belinda Blumenthal. This book is a one-stop shop for all women aspiring in the business world. 5 stars. I have heard that Mother Teresa wasn't that great.
In business, yeah.
Particularly at business, but I'd heard that she was...
She did everything for free, didn't she?
Actually, none of those are good businesswomen. Jane Austen, Rosa Parks, all terrible businesswomen. Actually, I don't know, Rosa Parks might have had a little, I don't know,
side
artisan
business.
Bakery.
An Etsy.
An Etsy account making little jewels. little hand-carved necklaces, I imagine.
Little needle points.
Although, why would she need to get the bus if she was doing all the work from home?
Yeah, you're right.
She can afford an Uber.
Maybe that could be a new novel for Rocky. Could write the true story of Rosa Parks and Mother Teresa.
Well, one of them, yeah.
Because Mother Teresa, I read somewhere that she...
That she wasn't very nice.
She wasn't very nice and was a bit of a kind of loved poverty, basically, and sort of really got off on it. Like, she... It was Christopher Hitchens who wrote a really long article about it.
I have heard that...
Saying that she's not as good as everyone makes her out to be. She's a bad egg.
And it's like Mark's...
He didn't use the phrase bad egg.
I've paraphrased Christopher Hitchens' extensive article. But basically, particularly from a business point of view, there was loads of stuff in her history about how she got loads of donations from all sorts of people and used them in really weird, not
Come
good
on.
Ways. No, this is absolutely true.
We used to have 2 listeners in Vatican City. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Well, it was a pleasure chatting to you, Vat guys. I mean, she might have been a good egg, but I've heard otherwise.
Stop it, you're digging yourself even deeper. Joe, it's so much better hearing bad feedback from you.
I try to give it an air of...
Your regal voice.
Yeah. Well, I think when things are read out, they often don't feel as serious as when you sort of see them and read them for yourself.
That's true, actually.
Joe, thank you so much.
God, my pleasure. It's been a great honour to...
Well, what a hoot.
...to let you know about all the reviews, the great reviews that Rocky's been receiving.
Yeah, and he is loved, not just by us, which is nice to know.
I think he should take them and run with them.
Use it as encouragement. Write more books.
Definitely. Speaking of books, you've got a book out.
Not yet. It'll be out in October.
What's it called?
Parsnips Buttered. And it is a self-help book that will provide you with no help, like most self-help books.
Maybe you can give one to Rocky. He needs a lot of help.
I would happily send a copy to Rocky.
If he then sent you £15.
If he went onto the website Amazon and searched my book and placed an order for it, I would happily have that arranged.
Thanks, Joe Lyson.
Thank you, friends.
Thanks so much.